Both parshas for Yisro and Mishpatim deal with the theme of Kabbalah Satorah. The Ramban writes that clearly that was a moment of incredibly intense Hashras Hashchina. It will be tragic if that was only true then, and there wasn't a vehicle to be able to capture and to preserve the Hashras Hashchina Ledoros. The Ramban writes that that was the very purpose of Binyan HaMishkan, to see to it that we could hold on to be able to capture that inspiration of Mamet Har Sinai. And understandably, that was not merely a mitzvah which was l'sha, building a mishkan, but rather a mitzvah l'doros, vosli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. And that's its purpose, the Beis HaMikdash as being a bastion of a Beis HaShchina in order to replicate Mamet Har Sinai. And the Rabban challenges us, if you go through the psukim, he'll say that the Torah describes Mamet Har Sinai the very same way the Torah describes the Mishkan itself, because that is its purpose, to be able to be an expansion of Mamet Har Sinai. The Pasuk tells us that v'chein tasu, what was true now in Mishkan is v'chein tasu l'doros. The Sugya Sanhedrin Tazayin Shvuas Tezvav, and Rashi writes something quite unusual. It doesn't just simply mean that there's a mitzvah l'doros of building a Beis HaMikdash, but rather, Rashi writes, it means the following, that when you go ahead and build the Beis HaMikdash, Kitavnis Hazer, this structure, these midos, these dimensions are necessary, not only when it comes to the Mishkan, but even when it comes to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Ramban raises a very simple question, that V'lo Yadati Shiyaz Emes. Is this really true? That when Shlomo Melech built the Beis HaMikdash, the dimensions were exactly the same as the Mishkan. The Ramban writes that what were the dimensions of the Mizbeach in Beis Alamim? 20 Amos by 20 Amos, that was not the size of the Mizbeach in Mishkan. How is it that you jump from 5 by 5 to 20 by 20 if you assume that V'chein Tas L'doros means that you cannot change in any shape or form? Maral and Dor Aryeh writes the following, that maybe that's part of the uniqueness of the Mizbeach, Estavnis Kokela V'chein Tasu. Maybe the Mizbeach, Mizbach Adama, didn't have the status of Kalim, and therefore that is not included in the dimensions of V'chein Tasu L'doros. But if you look in the Ralbag, the beginning of Parshas Truma, if you look in the Mabit and Kiryas Sefer, Perek Dalet of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, they both write something, I think, which is stunning. Not just simply stunning in the Yishuv of Rashi, but I will tell you stunning, I think, in terms of the broadest Avodas Hashem. Rashi does not say that the Midos of the Kelim have to be identical in Beis HaMikdash as it was to the Mishkan. The Midos, of course, can change. And therefore, the Midos of Beis Alamim was not the same as the Midos of the Mishkan. But Rashi writes the following, Tavnis HaMishkan, Tavnis Kokeilo, V'chein Tasu. Rashi does not write this is true of the Midos, but rather true of the Tavnis. The Midos represent its dimensions, its size. Tavnis, there the Rabag explains, means the symmetry, the proportions, the yachas, the broader shape. That is something that has to be maintained. Yes, it's true that the Mizbeach of Shlomo Melech was larger of the Mizbeach and the Mishkan. But you know what? The structure, that exactly was the same. The proportions of 5 by 5 is proportionate with 20 by 20. And therefore, that is the Chiddush of Rashi of V'chein Tasu L'doros. The Midos can change as necessary, but the Tavnis has to remain something which is absolutely steadfast. And I think this is not just a Chiddush in terms of the Yishuv of the Kasha, the Ramban, but I'll tell you that's so important when it comes to Avodas Hashem. The Torah Hashem addresses every generation, every circumstance. There is not any aspect of life that is not informed by the Torah Hashem. And the Torah Hashem is the most dynamic. It's the most creative. The Torah Hashem is the most bold, and therefore it will accommodate every situation. And no doubt that it requires great chachma, a tshuva of Netziv and Meshiv Davar, when to be appropriately innovative in terms of the Torah Hashem. You know, if I were to ask you, you know, ask your sister, ask your mother, that what did they learn in seminary? What was the Seder HaLimud for women's learning? Ask your grandmother, a great-grandmother, what did she learn in terms of the Torah Hashem? I guarantee you, they will give you absolutely different answers in terms of what the curriculum was, in terms of aspects of learning. The midos can change, but one thing cannot, and that is the toughness, the priorities. That has to remain absolutely, absolutely steadfast. When it comes to what we stand for in yeshiva, the mosaic of the yeshiva, the beautiful different midos of the Talmidim. But the mission statement is the tavnis of each one of you is exactly the same. The priorities have to be something that is ironclad, something that cannot bend in any shape or form. The tavnis, yes, but the midos are something with great, great chachma that challenges of any generation can be different. And therefore, how the Torah Hashem will address us is different. If someone will tell me that the day in our yeshiva is different than the day in Volozhin, I will tell you that's true. The midos are different. If someone would suggest that the priorities and the tavnis is different, I would push back very, very hard. I don't think that's the case at all. The tavnis of Volozhin is the tavnis of our yeshiva, even though no doubt that the midos and the needs and how we accommodate and how we do are quite, quite different in terms of details of practice. That, I think, is an important hashkafa. Rashi's not talking about the midos. Rashi's talking about the tavnis, a tavnis of a yeshiva, a tavnis of a mosa, a tavnis of a ben yeshiva. That's something which I think is absolutely true and absolutely critical. Tonight, as you know, is the yard site of Rav Abba Braunschweig, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, the founding Rosh Yeshiva of the yeshiva. It's important that we understand this contribution to what all of us are able to accomplish today. You know, the needs of the yeshiva are different. And it is something that, yes, in every era shifts. And it takes, no doubt, a master architect to be able to recognize that midos can change as long as the tavnis is something that is absolutely, absolutely certain. And you didn't know, but I had the schuss of knowing Rabbi Braunschweigel for many, many, many years, who were colleagues in Yeshivas from Yitzchak Chanan, and then our projector, our destiny, was to both be here as well. And it was an amazing, amazing opportunity to be able to see that interplay of tavnis and midos. You recognize needs of Talmidim can be different, but as long as one is steadfast in terms of the broadest shifos and aspirations and the symmetry of the Torah Hashem, the proportions of the Mizbeach and the Aron and the like that must remain absolutely steadfast. We'll commemorate the Arsach in the yeshiva tonight before Maariv Rabbi Christo, who had a very close relationship with Rabbi Braunschweigel over the years, will deliver Divrei Zikaron, and I urge all of you to be here. You know, the day should not go by without us in the yeshiva taking time to be able to devote our learning, to be able to devote the shifos that we have, and Avodas Hashem to someone who we owe such a great deal of debt. In terms of our Avodas Hashem, I'll tell you, that really is the key. Get good Eitza, as Benitziv writes in Meshiv Dovar, with great Chachma, of how maybe different details of midos can switch, but make sure that the tavnis in our Avodas Hashem is something that is absolutely ironclad. The tavnis is the same as it was Kesinas and Misinai. That is our absolute Mesorah. And even though no doubt that, you know, we bemoan the fact we don't have Mishkan, we don't have Beis HaMikdash, but we do that opportunity to be able in our she'ifos, in our davening, in our esek b'Torah, to be loyal, of course, to the midos of the Torah, but to recognize the tavnis, its structure, its proportions, its dimensions, what it is for us is the mission statement of the life of a ben Torah. Use this opportunity to be able to see to it, as this new zman has begun, dedication to esek b'Torah, dikduk tatfila, and see to it that Baruch Hashem, the Zman that has gotten off to an incredibly, incredibly powerful start, is something that can be sustained with incredible, incredible passion, enthusiasm, and loyalty to the tavnis of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash.